The COVID-19 pandemic is bringing into sharp focus the relationship between Caribbean countries and the cruise industry. It is triggered in part by the recent deaths of at least three cruise ship workers, one of them off Barbados, and the fact that there are also thousands of other seafarers trapped on cargo ships. Back in May, the Miami Herald newspaper estimated that there were about 100,000 workers trapped on cruise ships. That figure is now down to at least 41,000, many of them without paychecks or nowhere to go. You may recall that the cruise line stopped sailing in mid-March after several high-profile outbreaks at sea. More than 600 people fell ill aboard Carnival Corporation's Diamond Princess while it was quarantined off Japan, for example. 14 passengers died.
At the start of the pandemic, the Bahamas, which serves as the flag state for many cruise ships, rejected requests to take passengers in and later, cruise ship workers. The country's maritime authority cited its limited resources and ongoing hurricane recovery as reasons why it could not do more.
It notes that several Caribbean countries have not allowed cruise ships to dock in their ports out of concerns that they would cause spikes in the number of virus cases. But the Miami Herald also looks at the relationship between the cruise ships and Caribbean islands.
The flagship system allows cruise companies to register their ships in tax havens like the Bahamas, Liberia, Panama, and Malta, sometimes referred to as flags of convenience for their lax enforcement of international environmental and labor rules for the maritime sector. Although headquartered in Miami, cruise companies are incorporated elsewhere: Carnival Corporation in Panama, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited in Liberia, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings in Bermuda. Fabrizio Barcelona, Assistant Secretary of the Seafarers Section of the International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, told the trade publication Freight Waves that if ships were flagged in countries with more resources, the crew repatriation crisis could have been avoided. As a trade union, we are always accused of being critical and cynical about flags of convenience, but the reality of this crisis has highlighted the issue, because if half the world fleet had been under the flag of the USA, something would have happened by now, he said. Though the Caribbean is by far the most popular region for cruising, most cruise ships are based in the US instead of Caribbean countries, shorting them of the more lucrative spending by tourists who stay overnight. Cruise companies hire mostly workers from Indonesia, the Philippines, and India, though it depends on the line. The FCCA estimates that in 2018, the 2.44 million cruise passengers who visited the Bahamas spent around $322.6 million, or around $132 per day. Spending from cruise passengers in the Caribbean amounts to less than one-tenth of what overnight visitors spend, according to the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. Martha Honey, co-founder of the Center for Responsible Travel, which consults with destinations on how best to protect their local communities while bringing in important tourist dollars, said she hopes the COVID-19 pandemic can provide a clean slate for agreements between Caribbean countries and the industry. Honey said bargaining for higher per passenger head taxes and other investment as a group would give Caribbean countries more power, an idea that has been floated in the past. Countries need to feel emboldened, that they have some chips on their side for a change, Honey said. They need to come together and say we want this head tax. There needs to be a real public discussion about what tourism really looks like in terms of what the government has had to pay. Welchcombe agrees. More investment could allow the Bahamas and other countries to shore up their infrastructure and better prepare for future cruise ship crises and hurricanes.
The former Bahamas tourism minister recommends that CARICOM should be leading those discussions with the cruise lines in presenting a united front,
he said. What I think should happen is that CARICOM ought to be sitting down with the cruise lines as a CARICOM community, not as individual countries, and the Caribbean Tourism Organization as well playing a major role and coming up with a paradigm that all countries of the Caribbean can work together.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.